First, a horrific scene on the New York City subway. The video, difficult to watch. The suspect quickly captured by police and just charged with attempted murder. Eyewitness News reporter Sonia Rincon has the story.
So we've got a problem because over the last few weeks, the governor has been pouring troops into the subway to stop incidents like this from ever taking place.
But that hasn't been working, and New Yorkers are starting to realize that no matter how much security our subway gets, the marauding criminal element down here is going to find ways around it.
Making the subway so dangerous, nobody down here is 100% safe.
The chilling video shows a man standing close to the edge of the platform behind a couple of ferry baiters and another man approaching and casually shoving him. First responders would go between the stopped subway cars to rescue the 45-year-old.
A series of violent incidents on New York City's subways has some strap hangers shaken.
I definitely think it's very scary riding the subway sometimes. There should be a bigger presence of police.
Quite scared. Today I've had some trouble on the subway, I'll say.
Reducing the amount of people who come into the system without paying is ultimately reducing felony crime. Because these are going to be your people who are going to have knives, they're going to push people on the tracks.
Police say this attack appears to be random. And this comes 1 week after NYPD says a 72-year-old man was pushed onto the tracks. And of course, earlier this month, a woman was set on fire by a man police say illegally entered this country.
So as another subway incident unfolds, the preventable nature of this crime and others like it becomes shockingly clear.
But what none of New York City's leaders want to admit is that the police, the troops, although they make us feel safe when we see them, that's the best we can hope for.
Because it's New York's laws that are enabling rampant lawlessness, as the world recently witnessed when a homeless person who was in the country illegally did something absolutely terrible to another rider. An act so shocking you'd have thought the local government would have been down here right away protecting people. But since it happened, we've only had more assaults, more altercations, and more people being targeted in high-profile ways that reveal the seriously out-of-control safety problems the subway is experiencing.
Something that just does not compute in the minds of New York's progressive elite who keep telling us crime overall is down,
when at the same time, the crimes that make it more dangerous down here are going through the roof. Which has our leaders perplexed. How can crime be up if they've defunded the police and scared the law-abiding into a defenseless posture by prosecuting those who stand up to criminals in the absence of police?
Which brings us to the real reason why we've got a never-ending crime wave down here that the city just can't seem to stop in spite of the presence of troops and police.
In New York, we've built a justice system that protects criminals instead of punishing them. And when someone gets arrested, oftentimes they are released without bail, even in cases of assault or robbery. Crimes which in many cases have already been decriminalized and are only misdemeanors that do not result in jail time.
But it gets even worse because, as you're about to see, New York rarely even penalizes those who break the law on their way into the subway, signaling to criminals that they can do pretty much whatever they want down here,
which is why they're doing pretty much whatever they want down here.
Here we are by the entrance to the New York City subway, and if you want to know why crime down here is so bad, it's because that crime problem that we've got, it's allowed to start right here at the front door. In fact, I just saw multiple people walk through an emergency exit gate, and none of them paid. All of those folks just rode for free. Now, do those particular people look like dangerous criminals? To me, not necessarily, but the NYPD says that a lot of dangerous, aggressive criminals who are inside the subway right now also didn't pay to use it.
They say the people that are committing most of the crimes down here aren't paying their fares. They're then going on to prey on the commuters, commit violent offenses, and then go on to create lawlessness throughout the transit system.
So, according to the NYPD, people who commit crime on their way into the subway have a higher likelihood of committing more crimes once they're in there already. Is that shocking to nobody, to somebody? Now, obviously, if that's true, there's only one way to put a stop to it, and that is to stop people from accessing the subway without paying for it. A monumental task in a city that does not have the resources to keep people safe when they're in here to begin with.
On top of that, a lot of our progressive leaders, they don't like that solution because it means somebody might end up going to jail and suffering a consequence for their behavior. On top of that, they like to tell us that it's too expensive to do this, it's just not feasible, we should just let it go. But try telling that to the people who end up getting hurt when they're down here. On top of that, a recent frightening altercation reveals that no matter who you are, you may not be safe down here at all. And the criminals down here only need a couple of seconds to absolutely ruin your day.
The chilling video obtained by Eyewitness News shows a man standing close to the edge of the platform behind a couple of ferry vaders and another man approaching and casually shoving him. First responders would go between the stopped subway cars to rescue the 45-year-old. Sources tell us he...
So that incident took place at a station just a couple of stops away from the one behind me, and it started off with two people hopping the turnstiles to gain access to the subway illegally, and then moments later, a much worse crime is committed by somebody else. Almost as if you've got lawless behavior stacked on top of lawless behavior down here. But the worst part about this is these incidents are taking place after extra National Guard troops were deployed to keep the subway safe and secure, revealing that there's not a whole lot all of this extra security is actually doing to help people. Especially when you'll be hard-pressed to find troops and police at every station. Look, this one right here is empty. Unless you see this emergency help button as an adequate deterrent to crime. But the problem is, you've just got way too many subway stations in general for police and troops to be at all of them at once, and this is a system that operates 24/7. It never takes a break. And the reality here is we've got 1,000 National Guard troops scattered throughout the terminals and the various entry points to this system, but that's not enough. You'd need tens of thousands to completely lock this place down, which is never gonna happen. And that's a shame because we've just witnessed how a lawless environment emboldens criminals. Literally, two guys evade the fare, and then seconds later, another criminal comes out of nowhere to show them up doing something 10 times worse. And according to the NYPD, there's a very high likelihood that criminals like that are not also paying to use the subway.
I'm ready to go back home. I'm ready to go back. I came here for a good time, and I'm scared that things like this might happen to me.
They want
to
hike fares up, and they want to do certain things, but they can't even keep the people of New York City protected. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of sad.
Literally, nobody down here feels safe. Everybody knows this is the wild, wild west, a completely unmonitored environment where anything can happen.
Yet as the environment down here continues to deteriorate, the fares required to use the subway keep going up, all because the system itself continues hemorrhaging money as so many people don't pay to use it. And the individual who was arrested in this case, according to the New York Post, he was already facing other charges for incidents that also took place in the subway. And one of these altercations allegedly involved a police officer. Now, if somebody's not scared of the police, are they going to be scared of you or me? Probably not.
Especially when our laws don't put people in jail when they assault others. You saw it right there on the security camera. People are assaulting others. They don't even care because they don't think anything's going to happen to them.
And if you're going to allow people with horrendous rap sheets into the subway, how can you not expect the level of safety down here to go down? Especially in the absence of any law enforcement presence whatsoever in most cases.
But what about this idea that the subway itself is so large and so vast with so many riders that your chances of being involved in an altercation are rather slim?
I actually still feel relatively safe. You know, it's a big city and there's a lot of subway stations and a lot of people commuting, but yeah, it's still really scary when you see it on video like that so clearly.
Kamel Hawkins.
So that particular rider is right. It is possible to feel a little bit safer at times than at other times, and many people use the subway every day and do not have a problem, but that does not invalidate any of the crime that's taken place down here.
Nor does it invalidate rising levels of weapon seizures down here either. Nor does it invalidate the fact that there are criminals roaming the halls, platforms, and stairwells down here, just waiting in the shadows for what they're gonna do next.
And the best way to think about subway safety is as if you are one of these beautiful, adorable sea lions basking near the beach. Can you go for a swim? Sure. But there are dangerous predators lurking in those waters, and some of the sea lions will not make it back to shore. But we human beings, we are not animals. You and I have consciences. We know right from wrong, and every single criminal that's done something wrong down here weighed their options and then took actions that were detrimental in many cases to other riders. Yet for some reason, we don't want to bring law enforcement into this in any meaningful way. We want to have a few troops at Grand Central or at Penn Station. We don't want to actually secure this place and keep people safe. But what if we did? Is it really possible that a law enforcement or authority presence in general would clean this place up and make it safer? Some people say that's the case. Yet, as you're about to see, our progressive leaders are completely against any such ideas. Two National Guard troops just went up the stairs over here, and seeing them does make me feel safer. When they're around, nobody's gonna try anything. But if you're wondering why the subway is never gonna get enough resources to properly police itself and lock down and keep people safe, it's because our progressive leaders don't think that's a good idea. In fact, some of them even think that law enforcement is toxic to the idea of public safety, which is why many of them are still in favor of defunding our police. But as we're learning today, that way of thinking, that might actually be the whole reason we've got this out of control crime wave in the first place.
With the dozens of fare beaters, our cameras caught jumping the turnstile or walking through the emergency exit to avoid paying, you'd almost think the subway is free. But not paying still comes at a cost, especially for this man.
What?
So here we've got a video that proves that when police go after low-level fare evaders, amazing things happen from a public safety perspective, because a lot of the people they stop have warrants for other things and end up getting arrested and taken off the streets. In fact, one study from 2023 revealed that almost half of fare evaders have active warrants. And when you consider how many high-profile crimes our security cameras are capturing, you've really got to work hard to ignore the connection between fare evasion and other types of lawlessness. And here's how this pilot program worked. Undercover officers would set up shop around turnstiles that were constantly hopped over, and they stopped everyone who entered without paying. Now, fare evasion itself is just a misdemeanor. Nobody goes to jail for that. However, once the police have someone stopped, they can see what other things that person may have recently been up to, which is when they then locate people who've got outstanding warrants and can make an arrest. And when someone gets arrested, that's when they get searched, that's when weapons get found, and that's how you make the subway safer, by getting weapons and dangerous people carrying them off the streets. But there's a likely reason this was only a pilot program. This program proves that policing works and makes things safer. And with the number of weapons being discovered down here already skyrocketing because of random bag checks that rolled out around the time the National Guard was first deployed, it would be pretty hard to pass the subway off as being safer than ever if more weapons than ever start getting discovered. And that's likely why our leaders want to try to clean this place up while discovering the smallest number of weapons possible.
It may look like a low-level crime, and it may start out that way, but reducing the amount of people who come into this system without paying is ultimately reducing felony crime, because these are going to be your people who are going to have knives, they're going to push people on the tracks.
They're looking for transit recidivism.
You know, the saddest thing about the subway is it doesn't have to be dangerous. In fact, we've got evidence right here of what could be done to clean it up and make it safer, but we won't do it.
And every single subway crime on the news recently followed a similar pattern. You have an individual who was bad news already because of past behavior and past arrests. Yet that person was on the loose, putting others at risk, and eventually went and did something in an unmonitored, lawless environment. And in all of those cases, we did not see police or National Guard anywhere near the scenes of those crimes. Yeah, they let him go. He fare evaded, but the cops just let him walk. And to be honest with you, I'm behind our police and our law enforcement. They've got tough jobs to do. Their safety is at risk just by virtue of them being down here as well. And the worst thing is that they can only be stationed in areas of the train by entry points. They can't afford to ride around on the trains. Then who's going to block the exits when a criminal tries to flee? However, that's not what New Yorkers want. New Yorkers don't want to just feel safe when they walk into a train, pass police, and then get on a train, which is totally unmonitored, and have to start looking out for themselves. We want police riding the trains, keeping us safe, but that just doesn't happen. However, if that did start happening, the trains themselves would become a lot safer almost immediately, because right now there is zero authority presence on most of them.
The volunteer vigilante group known as the Guardian Angels are returning to the New York City subway system. The Angels' strategy will focus on performing wellness checks on homeless people and those with mental health issues.
We'll obviously make sure that that train is stopped and that the police respond and that we keep
we keep order in the car.
So the Guardian Angels, they're back to policing the trains again. They're a concerned citizen activist group. Some people say that their actions are a publicity stunt.
Which is an argument I can understand. After all, they are unarmed. They do not have the power to arrest people, but they are a watchful eye in an area that has no authority presence whatsoever. And if they see something, they will alert the police. They will try to get the attention of authority figures if something goes wrong. And we're at a point now in our subway system where just the presence of someone who looks like they could intervene will be enough to deter some criminals, who will then decide to wait or move on for an easier opportunity in the future. Of course, this won't deter all crime, and again, they're not police or National Guard troops.
But any check on lawlessness right now is a good thing. Anything that makes it harder for criminals to be criminals is a good thing. Right now, there's nothing down here stopping them from being criminals.
And sadly, what this reveals is that if our city were to employ a group of people whose goal it was to prevent crime and had the power to arrest people, things down here could change quickly.
Yet we already have that. Those are our police officers. However, funding them isn't something all of our elected leaders agree is a good idea.
And look at how little the city cares about safety. Only $5.8 billion, which is a lot, goes to the NYPD
out of a budget that eclipses $100 billion.
You've got Dr. Evil money going to the city, and only around 5% is spent on keeping its residents safe.
But what do you think about that? Are more police resources the answer to keeping people safe when they're underground? Is the National Guard a deterrent to crime? I personally think it is. I feel safer when they are around. I wish they could be everywhere. Do you think that would help? Let me know. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next video.